Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to That Chick Angel TV in another installment of The Bold and the Beautiful. You already know who's here at the table. We have Mrs. Kev on stage, Kevin Fredericks, or Kev on stage, and my husband, Marcus Tanksley, who's already eating, also known as Marcus Daniel Brand. And obviously, we have none other than Joshie Gines on the camera. So, today, we're eating from a place called Italian food.
Spumoni.
It's good.
It's good.
Mine is good.
Let me get a pizza.
He wants a pizza. We also have the fifth or sixth member of the group, because my children don't really care to watch their little brother. Oh, now you come around the corner.
I already sold him.
You said no.
The park can't be watched. It can't be held.
I just picked the bird piece out.
Oh, thank you. You gave me good kisses. Can you go with your brother? Okay. I'll just call you in here if he does. You can go with
him. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
We need paper towel.
I got it. I'm on it.
We're here now. As you all can see.
He's a great kid.
He's a good kid.
He's all good kid.
Thank you. So do you guys.
They're all my favorites for different reasons.
So, today, we had a toss-up between marriage regrets and couple pet peeves. Now, the reason why I had said couple pet peeves, because I remember distinctly one time where Melissa said, one thing that Kev cannot do is joke about her with another
100%
woman. Like, there will be no inside jokes about Melissa. There will 100%. Be no outside jokes about Melissa.
100% accurate.
Are there any other hard, fast rules that you all know, like, this is the thing that we don't... Yeah, that line. I'm trying to think of what of ours is like...
Really not out of limits with us. Angel shot at me 3 weeks ago.
Shot at you? You're so stupid.
Wait, what's so funny? This is going to be a really funny story. Not realizing it was just all a joke.
Little baby.
Oh,
my nerves.
He was gone literally until we started recording.
I have no idea if there's something that you're like, Angel.
Okay. You can do no wrong.
That was nice. I can't get off of me. Stop there. I know Marcus, and now we have become more of him. We are not fan of public displays of affection.
Oh, I'm not either.
I see to a couple kissing and telling each other damn in public, I want to push them over into traffic.
What is it about public affection that bothers y'all?
It's disgusting.
I do not.
Every part of it, especially when you can hear it.
He's coming, John. Okay. And then when you knock over your equipment. It not bother me, but because it bothers him so much, now it bothers me. Now it's become one of my pet peeves. I used to not care about that.
Cannot stand to hear people chewing or someone chewing gum, even though she does it. I never paid attention to it until she used to bring it up all the time. I don't do it, but she would always call other people out, and now I'm just like, hey, stop chewing your gum.
Stop chewing your gum?
Is it specifically just the, even if their mouth is closed, or is it the smacking?
It's the smacking.
It's smacking.
My brother smacks so bad.
Is it called mesothelioma? No, it's called misophonic. What is that?
Mesothelioma 2.
No, it's a thing where you can't take the sound of other people chewing. It's like a little thing.
It's like a condition, right?
It drives me and say, Marcus, when he's really hungry, he's not doing as bad now. His breathing, he sounds like a extremely obese person who has breathing issues when he eats, and I want to choke him out.
I eat. I mean, I breathe.
Very loudly.
Hard. Like I'm out of breath.
In life.
Yes, that's how he eats.
Just, especially when I'm breathing out of my nose. Huh. She'd be like, why are you breathing so hard? I'd be like, am I? I noticed my brother breathes loud. And when me and him are together, like we're in the car together.
Miss Lauren's calling you.
Who?
Miss Lauren's calling you.
I don't care. I will call him.
He came in strong. Hey, somebody got me.
It's like.
My kids have no, they don't respect me.
But me and brother, we'll both be saying, just ride this. I was quiet, like he just rubs off on me. I'm like, yes, it's relaxing.
Relax,
man. It's like taking in the lungs and exhale, you know?
Marcus also swallows drinks loud. Oh, I drink loud.
Now we got one.
I drink loud.
I was trying to think of one that was light and not going to cause an argument. It's going to be a real one. I don't want to be beefing. We're going to go to Cabo. I need all, everything.
You need
Cabo.
Either of them. You need everything.
Melissa does this on purpose.
No, I don't know if I do it on purpose anymore.
She knows it bothers me.
Don't do it.
No, I'm going to do it.
No, I can't drink that after you.
Nobody wants to drink after me.
This
no, because of the noise. It makes it sound like it's going back to you.
I'm going to put my mouth on it. This is Melissa. Oh. And then she'll, when we're at home, she'll just be in the bed until I'm like on my phone or playing the Switch or whatever, until I look at her, and then she'll laugh and then stop.
So Angel would always get mad at me for drinking. I drink a lot of water, but then this chick got pregnant, and Angel drinking sounded like heavy duty machinery.
That's what you get.
Like,
Marcus!
I'm like, really? Are you serious?
Angel!
Marcus is like that, whether I'm pregnant or not.
Because I'm healthy. Look at this.
That sounds really like.
He's good with sound effects, I have to admit. He's good at making. I am too. But I'm great at it. But Marcus, he didn't realize how bad it was until one time he did it during the podcast. He also did it on purpose.
And I was listening to the podcast. I was like, oh.
Sounds like the mic is in his throat.
I like my water.
Who cares? You can drink water and not be that loud. I'm like, are you breastfeeding? It's so loud. Gets on my nerves.
This ain't really a pet peeve of mine, but Melissa does do this. In her 37 years of life, she probably has finished maybe 3 bottles of water to completion.
It's not true.
I'm sorry. Let's be like, downstairs, 1 sip. Leave that downstairs. Upstairs, forgot my water. Should I get the one I had a sip out of? No. New bottle of water, 2 sips. Put it by the bed. I'm going back downstairs. Should I get that water? No. Downstairs, 3 sips. Put it by the one that left downstairs. Next to her side of the bed, 6. It looks like she's doing a chemistry experiment of like what different bottles of water. It's like when she wants water, she also wants the crack of that sound when you open it. That's also part of the experience. So if I'm not getting that, that one's old water. This is a funny one. It's not pet peeve. This is one that I've accepted.
I like how Kevin's protecting himself.
Yeah. When we're in hotels, I had never thought about this until she said it. If she leaves a bottle of water open, or you know you have like a glass of water and you got room service, if she leaves the room and housekeeping comes in, she will not drink the water bottle.
I feel that way at home too.
At home?
Yeah, that's why I don't finish the waters.
Who goes
to the bathroom? I don't know, y'all be nasty.
So now when we be at hotels, I be going to drink it, and I think my mind flashes, and housekeeping's like, I'm peeing in here, but my pee is clear.
I do it everywhere, even at work.
Really?
I leave a bottle out, I'm like, I ain't drinking that.
Do you drink it even if you left your room and come back and housekeeping has it came?
No, once I leave, it's old.
Oh. You need one of them. Old. You need one of them water things that tells you you've been doing good today. Oh.
Like I'm not here for that.
There's no new water on Earth. All water is millions of years old.
I've been here.
All of it.
Every piece of water that's ever been on Earth already existed.
Spumoni. That's the name of the restaurant. My whole person.
He looked at you like, man, let me take this.
He had it like a carry-on.
Let me take this. Why are you stopping me from my goal?
Do y'all have any pet peeves that you purposefully do in spite?
I drink that water like that on purpose.
Do you?
I do that on purpose. But man. Now I think I do it so much that I think I actually do it now. But it started off on purpose.
I don't know what
I can't think of what I do on purpose to mess with Melissa.
Marcus definitely... Excuse me. He does this one laugh when he's eating. Is it the laugh or is it? Oh, it's while he's eating. Oh, this is what he does.
On purpose?
Because he knows that I'm ready to kill
but
him.
But she has something, I can't remember what it is, but she has something she does, so I do that in response.
You'll be like, yeah.
I feel like all y'all do is bother each other. I know.
I'm glad we're more from this party. But it's so good.
That's what he does.
You know what? This weekend?
And I'll be like, okay, I got you.
Just celebrate your house. This is a good party.
It's hilarious! Can I take it?
We'll say that's what we do. We pick on each other.
Marcus non-stop. Gets mad because I get loud when I talk on the phone to certain people.
On the phone? Don't let us be in a restaurant. Angel will be talking to me, but she will make sure that everybody around hears that conversation.
I'm not trying to make other people hear our conversation.
She'll do it on purpose, but for some reason her voice elevates. It goes from... Yeah, so she called me. Did I tell you that she called me the other day and told me this? So I'm like, girl. I'm like, Angel.
I'm not. I'm going to talk loud. I talk louder when I'm on the phone.
After a couple of drinks, Angel's like, so they can hear this conversation. I don't care.
I have one too.
What are they going to say?
No. I only talk loud on the phone when you be on the phone with Joby!
Oh my God.
Joby!
I'm like, I did not know Toby was
there. Melissa used to get so mad at me at our old house because the voice, the way the house was, everybody's voice carried. But I'd get up and talk to Toby at 7 a.m. our time. And the voice would just come all the way up the stairs, into the room, then I'd go in the backyard and come right through the window.
No,
I'd have to go in the garage and talk on the phone because I cannot not talk.
Why do you think your voice is, why are you so loud?
What happened? My whole family is
kind of
loud.
I'm thoroughly convinced he thinks people can't hear him on the phone.
That's my mother.
And I listen to videos really loud. It drives my son, JoJo, crazy.
You don't have a hearing problem.
I could, actually. It's hereditary. I might be losing my hearing.
And my mother...
If you're losing your hearing, it's a result of you hearing yourself.
You definitely
you gonna learn ASL to be with me?
Say again.
You gonna learn ASL?
No, I'm gonna just yell back.
Kevin!
You sound like Moira.
Kevin!
Kevin! The escalator. She always pronounces a weird part of the word.
Oh, it's the best.
Or emphasizes a different part of the word. You know that was Marcus Tuxley.
Yeah.
Be like, how you find new word parts?
She's great. She's great.
It's in the aperture.
Yes.
Melissa loves her. The doggone wig be sending me to heaven. She didn't have them smacked on that wall like that.
She puts them on there. She never mentions it.
The way she coordinates them, it's a vibe every time.
One of the favorite, I know we're off track, but.
It's a fantastic show.
My favorite setups for this show was when she had her daughter signing up some paperwork. She said, "I need you to fill this one spot in." She was like, What one spot? She was like, "The one at the end." She was like, "My middle name?" She was like, "Yeah." She was like, "Do you not know my middle name? Alexis, I was busy. I couldn't think about it."
Alexis, I was busy.
Oh.
When you're busy, like, sometimes trying to come up with meal ideas is difficult. That is why we are so thankful for HelloFresh for sponsoring this episode of Hollywood Beautiful.
Wow.
Still grateful.
Oh, I did not use you, Kevin. But I do use HelloFresh.
Yeah.
When I tell you, they are just the premier, okay? The premium, all right? Meal delivery service that you can get with mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. And all of the ingredients are fresh and pre-measured. Okay, now let me tell you a couple of things about it. HelloFresh cuts out the stressful meal planning and grocery store trips, so all you have to do is enjoy your cooking and dinner and on the table in about 30 minutes. That's one thing that I have a huge problem with. If I cook, you waiting for a solid hour 30, you ready to go to sleep. But with HelloFresh, it's boom, bada, bing. And you can't even order food that quickly. You gotta wait at least an hour after you order food. You're not gonna get food.
It's a long time.
And you're already hungry when you order.
And don't let them cancel your order.
I never wanted to murder somebody.
An hour and a half later, you could have canceled as soon as I put it in.
Yeah, exactly. That's the most frustrating thing. What's also great is that HelloFresh offers 25 recipes to choose from each week, okay? From vegetarian meals to Kraft burgers and extra special gourmet options. There's something for everyone to enjoy, and with all the recipes designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. Now, this is the part that I love, because my biggest thing is I have ran out of ideas. I don't have a lot of ideas. I'm not very creative in the kitchen, so to be able to have somebody give me creative ideas so that my children are not looking at me like, okay, so we got chicken and broccoli again?
Yeah! Right. Salmon one more time, I swear to God, I'll run away.
Like, why? Then you get something fancy from HelloFresh, and they're like, okay, Mom, I see you in your bag. No, I'm in HelloFresh.
It's HelloFresh's bag.
HelloFresh is bag. Josh be using HelloFresh. What was one of your favorite meals?
He was making for a woman that was dating him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I like the steakhouse pork chops. They're good. What I like about HelloFresh is, since a lot of time, you don't need to be buying too many groceries. Yeah. Sometimes you buy groceries that go bad.
You don't need to be buying a lot of groceries, Josh. You're right.
So
it's on Josh.
Joshua actually really cooked HelloFresh, you guys, and sent me this picture. What is this, Joshua? Is it meatballs?
That was meatballs, the rice, Thai coconut meat? Pork meatball plate with sweet rice, roasted green beans, and peanuts.
And peanuts.
I saw that on your Instagram story. Literally. I wanted to eat it. Let me see.
That looks great.
That looks good, Josh.
It
looks
good. Josh, you know how good it is. Josh is a bachelor. I'm a mom of four. The fact that they're able to make this work for someone who lives on their own in a family of six. Like, you know, you are winning, okay, yes, with HelloFresh. So this is what we want you to do. Go to HelloFresh.com/TBTB12.
TBTB12.
And use the code TBTB12.
TBTB12.
12 free meals?
What?
That's what I got.
The shipping.
That's all right, HelloFresh.
Let me tell y'all one more time, because I don't know if y'all heard me. Go to HelloFresh.com/TBTB12.
TBTB12.
And put in the code TBTB12.
TBTB12.
For 12 free meals, including free shipping. Oh, my husband over here dying, but I'll use HelloFresh. It is highly... HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
TBTB12.
Almost drowned.
Yes, I did.
I'm starting to get it.
We only have one.
TBTB12.
Two.
I said, oh, she's running it back.
Yeah, you got to say twice. You know one thing that I don't like, and it's only happened to us once. So it hasn't happened to us again. I don't like for no woman that doesn't, maybe I haven't met, but knows my husband, to speak to him in the first thing that isn't out of my husband's mouth after hello. If it's not, this is my wife, Angel, my attitude is already after.
Wait now, say it one more time.
So say this, a woman that happens to know my husband.
Hi, Marcus, how are you?
And, oh, and then there. He doesn't then say, this is my wife, Angel.
And it's just this.
He just says, hey, this is my wife, Angel.
That's the all you get.
He cannot say anything else before introducing you.
Nothing.
And I don't want to, how you doing?
It was, what are you
doing? Not even how you doing.
He said, Marcus, what are you doing here? Oh, I'm here for my...
No, yeah, he answered, oh,
this is my wife, Angel.
This is my wife, Angel.
Oh, you meant they didn't even answer the question?
I don't want. No, wait, no. He answered the question.
Is this
going to
cause an argument?
They were chopping it up.
He wasn't over there yet.
That is my body.
Okay,
let me understand.
Oh, this is a real story.
Yes.
This is a real story.
My body did not have to be fully over there. I can
wait. You weren't even with him?
No, I was there.
But you weren't standing next to him?
I was standing close enough. No. Because I heard her say, Marcus. And I was thinking, who knows my husband?
We're saying the same thing.
And so he turns around. He turns around. And I see in his face, he recognizes her. Mm-hmm. He's like, hey, what's up? How you doing? She's like, I'm good. And she's like, what you doing here? And he's like, oh, it's my boy's birthday. And she's like, oh.
Still no mention. I agree with you, Marcus. I agree with you.
So I interrupt the whole conversation.
Of course you did.
Hi, I'm Angel. Who are you?
She already knew who
did
I was.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Straight like that?
Yes. This will keep us from arguing later on by me going ahead and making this introduction happen right now. Because if there's any more words between the two and it's not my voice eventually in there, I'm going to lose it.
I'm going to second. I'm going to adopt. Mm-hmm. I'm going to adopt.
Okay.
You didn't feel like this before?
I'm not quite sure. I'm going to say that it was there and I didn't articulate it. So I'm just going to.
So that's been brought up many times. Fast forward to years later.
Okay.
Actually, just a couple of years ago, we went to a friend's birthday party. And it's a bunch of, it's a bunch of sorority and fraternity, as if I give a damn about any of that.
You're GDI, Marcus?
Yeah. So this frat brother sees, is introduced to Angel. So they do this whole, let me hug you and hold you tight. And whisper all these secret fraternity and sorority.
Oh, and Delta don't have no connection.
It wasn't no. Oh, this is my husband. It was like, oh, now I'm wrapped up in your arms like a goddamn bat. For like literally 15, 20 seconds.
Oh. And I was like a bat. It wasn't
and I'm
like, it wasn't like.
Oh, you were the bat. You were the bat.
I got my drink
and
my cigar.
I was like this.
And it wasn't no. I'm sorry, frat brother. This is my husband, Marcus. I mean, it was a completely engulfed.
Tell me more of the story so she looks back.
And I'm standing there, and I'm like, I'm less than a foot away. I'm like,
oh, Angel, how the tables have turned.
And then her friends are trying, well, you know that, I don't care what y'all
I ain't
do.
Trying to hear none of that 1906, 1908, 1912.
I don't give a damn about none of them kids or them letters.
I'm gonna like Greece, the country.
Yeah.
You are Greek.
Why are you getting all loud?
Yeah. I like it, Marcus. You should be louder.
This is a pet peeve, and this to happen literally 8 years later.
8 years later?
Let me tell you.
So wait, hypocritical, yes?
No, I understand. He didn't ask for no witnesses.
Objection, Angel overruled. Sustained. Continue, Marcus. What color was the light?
It was dark.
Here's the thing. Is that I wanted to introduce Marcus to this person. I didn't hear anything they said. So I was just like, they were like, da, 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 da. I was like, da, da, da. And then I turned to Marcus, and Marcus is sitting there drinking. The dude was not even standing beside me no more.
It was. It was. Oh, this is Angel. She's dead.
This is me, though. This is me.
That long, Angel?
I'm telling you, he said all his years and founders and all that bullcrap.
What kind of stuff would he say to you?
Well, they just tell you like where they cross, where when.
Like, no, that's just
where when and like his the club.
So
right?
It wasn't my husband Marcus. It was.
It never did get there.
No, I could. When we were
like, I'm the husband.
Listen, we were in a very
GDI.
Very loud club, right? So he was yelling it in my ear, whatever the stuff was. I could not hear anything. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what he was saying.
You're right.
I don't care what she was saying. You can save me and my family. I don't care, Marcus.
You all right. Stop yelling.
The hell with our family.
You're right. But I was also set up. I wasn't like
Now she was set up, Marcus. Don't sound like accountability to me, Tank.
You can't say I would. That's the reason why he wasn't yelling at me that night. Because it wasn't like I went to that person was like,
no, I wasn't going to yell at you because I was like, what? And I just checked it right there. And then that's when our friend stepped in. No, that. Shut up.
Oh, another woman coming to defend her.
I'm talking to her.
And I was like, again, I was caught off guard. That's and then story. I was just like, okay, all right, okay, I'm Angel. He's like, all right, and walked off. And Marcus looking at me, and I was like, listen.
You caught red-handed.
Listen, it was this.
I know they lie 50 deep tonight, but two of them.
Why is two of them can see you.
Don't regret it.
They can see me.
The rest of them, the 48, oh, they're going to stomp me in. But two of them,
but two of them
they're
going
to be like, it wasn't worth it.
Let
them
get up. I love how Harris is like, I don't care. If there's 50 of y'all, two of them are going to
take a fade. As long as I can get at least two.
I'm going to take a fade as long as I gave one.
That's how you feel, Melissa. There you go.
Yeah, man, you can feel it.
Yeah, I think I'm definitely adopting that. Well, the one story that you said at the top of the episode is a true story too, though. When we were at a restaurant, and another couple's daughter was choking. And I mean, like, literally, like, I was convinced she was going to die. Uh-huh. Like, you know when you go through the, like, oh, no, she's choking, and then it's like, oh, no, she's really choking. Like, it got to that level of, like, elevation. They were, like, standing up. The workers came over. Like, it got for real serious. So I was, like, low-key frantic, like, oh, my God, we need to, like, call the police or the paramedics or whoever to come save because this little girl finna die. I'm the one looking. They're kind of, like, here. They're like really nonchalant and I'm like, I feel like we should call the police. Like, I feel like it's getting, because it was like that long where you have time to kind of like, you know, just eat and mind your business. And
you're
like,
still can't breathe.
Yes.
That's a problem.
So when it was all done and they eventually got whatever was in her throat out or whatever, everything was fine. I'm still like, my nerves are frazzled, you know? And so they're like going in on me about how frazzled I was. When I tell you, I was pissed. This is the other thing. Kev's rule is,
I'm so with you, baby.
Listen, Kev's rule of thumb is, the joke always comes first.
You said
my nigga, you didn't say I do to the joke.
Right.
The joke never wears the ring. What you're never going to do,
I do,
is put me as the butt of your joke. And you and some other woman is going in on me for like 2 minutes. It wasn't even like 30 seconds. It was like extended, ha ha ha, I'm going to say something. Ha ha, now I'm going to say something. Now I'm going to go on top of that. Now, and I'm sitting there. You know when your nerves go from like frazzled from this moment to like, I will punch you.
Right.
And then I'm going to, in your eyeballs.
Like, oh,
to that point.
I get out.
Yes, I was so, like, I feel like my whole, I don't know if you could tell, did my whole attitude, because it was so long.
That's the type of thing you can feel.
I wasn't hungry. We had just sat down. I was like, I don't like food.
I'm getting mad thinking about it, because I was so No. I'm not like that. But I was like, all right, move on. I was like seriously upset. And then when I go to tell him, it's like, listen.
She told me then.
I need you not to do me like that no more.
Then we got in the car, and I turned the key on, and she was like, let me tell you what you
need. I was so, normally, when I'm upset, I usually, like, take a beat.
Uh-huh.
Self-assess.
Right.
Why are you upset? Is this insecurity? Is this something you should work on? Is this something that, like, is it really a reflection of you?
Not that time.
Chad,
this
I was
is
like,
you! Oh. This is all you!
I already know where I'm at.
You're not owning this one.
And the crazy thing about it was her homegirl. Like, it wasn't like, even though, like, oh, this is my friend, you know what I'm saying? It was like, this is her homegirl.
I understand.
I was like, you understand Melissa?
Both.
It was the
fix. I need you to be friendly with me, man. Even if I'm Liam. Get your stupid fucking ass out of this car, you idiot. I know I'm dumb, man, but you gotta, don't throw me the bad boy now. Don't throw me the scully, you got a shotgun to punch it.
Scully.
Liam did not deserve to be saved.
He showed up by the grace of Franklin. Franklin is saint. Jesus was a saint. Oh, I got to be frank with y'all. None of my
God will give me that message.
He gonna give it to me.
Let me tell you what lesson I learned in my life. Immediately, never made that mistake ever again.
That's true.
That one. I was like, nigga, there's nothing that funny. Nothing.
Like, never.
Nothing.
No,
ha ha.
I get the situation and then not knowing until that moment, and then it's like, oh no, this is a cliff, and I done fell off.
Bruh.
It was like you was in the woods, and it's like, oh, the cliff. It was a warning, yeah. I get that.
Yeah, I learned.
There's no excuse for it. Yeah, you know.
No, especially after what she said.
Oh, no, this woman can do no harm.
Is that right?
Amar walks in like he pays the bills at this salary.
The bald, the beautiful, and the baby.
Yes! He came around the corner like the little Marcus was trying, man, get off the man, I'm going in this room now. And the little bow-legged really helped sell the whole, like, I'm walking tall. Big balls.
What's his name? Baby Finister?
Who's that?
The little baby in Tweety Show? The little baby with the tattoos? Robin Banks.
I'm old. It's all right, Ellen. You can leave him, Ellen.
I'm old.
I'm gonna just say it to a stick.
Somebody know what I'm talking about, though.
I ain't gonna bring up the one situation because it took us a while to get over it.
I'll bring it up, man. Let's bring that up.
Well, wait, but after this episode, I think we're all gonna need therapy.
Yeah, probably will.
I agree.
Probably use BetterHelp.
I concur.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. BetterHelp. I'm going to tell you what. When you realize that there's something keeping you from your happiness or something keeping you from reaching your goals, that is when working with a professional licensed therapist can really, I mean, there's so many other situations where it can be beneficial, but when you realize that, that's when you need to be like, wait a minute, we're BetterHelp, where are you, okay? Because let me tell you about BetterHelp. It's so fast and efficient. You can start communicating with a licensed therapist in under 48 hours.
That's just 2 days.
Okay?
It ain't number two.
This ain't no crisis hotline. All right? It is. Professional counseling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available, which might not be available locally, especially for those of y'all who might be in like a rural town. Uh-huh. You ain't got to worry about it. BetterHelp can help you.
Yes.
What happens is you log into your account anytime, send a message to your counselor, and you will get a timely and thoughtful response. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you never ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy.
Can I say something really quickly?
Go ahead.
I just recommended to someone I know BetterHelp, and she was really nervous at first because she said, I feel like I need to go into an office. I feel like this ain't going to be real doing this. She had her first session last week. I talked to her today, and she was like, that was the best thing I've ever, literally, she said, that was the best thing I ever done. She has another appointment tomorrow, and she said, I am so looking forward. I had a really great appointment. They did the virtual so they can see each other. The lady made a really great connection, helped her with a lot of stuff.
Oh,
like,
nice.
Not only is therapy great, but the idea, I know some people may be a little kind of skeptical or feel like, you know, doing virtual therapy may not be the thing for you, but I assure you, it's good stuff.
I want to say one more thing about the virtual for me is much more flexible. And it saves me, because my therapist was like 30, 35 minute drive with no traffic, sometimes up to an hour. Uh-huh. That makes therapy a 3-hour session.
Right.
Mm. BetterHelp makes therapy an hour long session. And low key, sometimes I'd be like, can somebody in the waiting room hear me? I really can't open up, because I'd be in the waiting room. Even though I can't hear, I feel like when I'm in there, they can hear.
Because you talk loud.
You be really talking.
I talk loud.
Talk really loud.
But I'd be in my car in the garage, and I know nobody hear me in there.
Nobody hear you.
So like, and that's what my wife did something amazing, and that's why I love.
That's what you say. Woo-hoo. That's what you say. And if
I too am happy about BetterHelp.
it was great because I know some people are like, "Oh, therapy is a luxury. I can't afford it." Well, BetterHelp makes therapy more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available.
Oh, nice.
What? Yes, Amar. He's all about it. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. So visit BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
That's Better H-E-L-P. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Wow. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and the Bald and the Beautiful listeners get 10% off
10 whole percent.
Their first month at BetterHelp.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
BetterHelp for sponsoring the podcast. Yeah, this one thing, which we won't really talk about, but...
It was a learning curve, okay?
It was a huge...
Knew to have a girlfriend.
Will y'all tell us after? If
you oh, absolutely.
Nah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll Marcus, let's become closer friends by sharing our big mistakes.
It took him a second, and it really, you know, Marcus has a lot of prior to us dating, and still does. I have no problem with any friends he made prior to. Has a lot of friends of the opposite sex.
Marcus, how could you give her being handsome and tall?
That ain't got nothing to do with it. We came up together.
Oh.
Take my nose. And I feel like I have been very fair and nice to all of. Have I? Yeah. So that is like was the ground. I know, like, you know Eric from. I'm no Eric from Bald, not Bald and Beautiful, Married at First Sight.
Ah. I'm
no. I'm just saying.
I'm
saying.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Well, I don't have as many male friends as you have female friends. Yeah, that's so for me it was something that I never had a lot of guy friends. So for him to have a lot of women friends, it was actually not that hard of a transition because almost all of them are cool. Like there was none that I had to be like
nah. I mean Angel, we've had Angel's like guy friend, one of their guy friends has lived with us multiple times. Like
really?
Yeah.
In the home?
Multiple.
He's lived with y'all multiple times?
Yes.
Yes.
Same
in
one?
In y'all's house.
Yeah. In our house. We've had
sleep
one of my.
Uh-huh.
Just left. Why
well,
had to watch the kids?
Yeah, listen, try to let's burn it. While I was gone, ain't no God in it. Godbrother ain't no relation. You can marry Godbrother. It ain't legal.
We've had my illegal.
I hear you. Well, nah, he was. That's not a guy. It's a girl.
Yeah, well, we had one of my female friends live with us as well for multiple times.
Y'all are the family to go to.
Well, not no more.
No.
But
was
we all
part of kids?
No, we had kids.
Oh.
We had little Marcus.
Ellen?
Yeah, we had Ellen. We always felt like when we got our house, because we were our first friends to own a house out here, that like God didn't bless us to hold that book, you know.
It was one of those situations like, of course you can stay here. You like,
if you ain't got no other place to go.
You it was one that made the pay rent? Nah, it was one friend that like wore their welcome out and I let them know. Like,
oh yeah.
What you say,
Tank? No, it was the person was about to be sleeping in their car. I don't know where they were about to go. Again, desperate. Mm. But they wouldn't ask us, though, because they had already lived with us two or three times.
What bridge do y'all recommend to live under?
Yeah. The person said, well, I didn't want to ask y'all because I didn't want to wear my welcome out. I said, you wore your welcome out a long time ago.
The welcome is gone.
It's been gone.
I was like,
however, we're not going to let you sleep under no guy in your bed.
Why would you tell somebody that?
Because it's the truth.
Now, welcome back. Don't say nothing on it. It's a hole where the letters used to be. But come on in here and lay down.
Kevin be like, yo, let's say we were texting earlier today about a message I gave somebody in preparation for them eventually talking to Kevin. And he was like, woo. That sounds so harsh, Angel.
Angel don't do nothing about beating around no bush.
No, for what? It takes too much calisthenics.
I don't think you're able to do it as easily as you do.
I don't know why. I would feel like both of y'all. It's so funny. I would think both of you all would be able to.
Listening like she could just say it like here.
Right.
But once I'm direct, I'm mean. When you're direct, you're just Angel. Because I'm typically not direct. If I am, it's because I'm being mean.
Oh, your intention is to be
correct.
Me. Oh, okay, okay.
She's intentional.
Already.
She's like,
so like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I can be very,
coming for
I can cut, girls. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can cut deep without cussing you out because I can speak very, very directly.
And in her old age, she's been more and more direct.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, the, y'all, you.
Somebody just told me the other day, or told my sister, she was going off on me. And my sister was like, yes. And my sister, they were talking about me. And my sister was like, she doesn't even really go off.
No, that,
so she was probably just speaking very directly.
I don't think many people on earth could say you went
That's
off.
That's why I'm like, I really don't go off.
Except that old lady at that Denny's who said, who thought you was drunk when you threw up. And you said, bleh. First of all, it was great.
She was wrong.
It was so funny. She was mad because Melissa threw up in the middle of the thing.
She was wrong. I wasn't
And my man thought she was drunk and she was wrong about that. She was just regular sick. But it was New Year's Eve, so I mean,
yeah,
one can understand.
Yeah,
but the fact that Melissa was like, first of all, it was Grace.
I don't know why them Grace told me.
There's a TikTok.
But I was gonna say that. No, this is the thing too, though. Kev is very direct, except when he's not being very direct.
I realize I have a hard. No, it does. Maybe because I know myself. I have a hard time feeling like I'm hurting somebody's feelings.
Right.
Especially someone I don't know very well. If I know you well, I feel like I know how to navigate your feelings and say what I need to say, and hopefully without it coming across.
Except when you were talking to Angel about the show and then you didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's because I didn't know her as well.
That was 3 days ago.
I mean, sir.
I didn't know her that long. That was sir. Months ago.
Really, sir? Really? Really,
no,
sir?
But you
blew up my whole argument
know,
with
but
that.
But it's just
literally messed up
yeah,
my whole
because
argument.
The part that's not true is when you don't know them well. If you think you're hurting someone's feelings, that's when you'll back off being direct. Otherwise, you will send a text that'd be like, fine. And I'd be like, ooh, that's so rude. Why would you just say that?
You're right. I think I have a
okay, heartbeat. I'm done talking to you. Bye.
That, I, whew. When that I'm sounds, off, when I'm ready to get off the phone,
yes.
I'd be like, I know I could work on that because I'd just be like, okay.
That's what I purpose.
That's enough words.
I purposefully call Kev and hold a conversation about it.
Don't do that, Marcus.
Just because I know, you know.
Brennan,
I'm going to bring the directness out of you.
There's certain people, I prefer not to talk on the phone.
I know.
If at all possible. I only talk on the phone when it is actually more efficient to talk on the phone. And sometimes explaining a long thing by text is just...
She's a voice note person right there.
Sometimes I feel like I send a voice note and it don't go, and then I feel like I just wasted my time.
I'd be going through.
But my brother and Brennan, they are some, I want to jump on a call. I'd be like, God, text me.
No, and your brother says 10 minutes, that's an hour.
Oh,
no,
my
I'm
dad.
Not talking to Jason for less than 90 minutes.
Mm.
Period.
He loves it. He's unlimited nights and weekends all day.
And his singular
bro,
rollover.
My God, 1980s, baby.
His first response on an email. We want to jump on a call. All you need to know is yes or no. Let's jump on a call. I'll tell you yes or no.
I love a good phone call.
Angel.
Angel
be yakking
so
it up.
Yeah.
Hey, girl. Yeah, I'm just walking into work now. Keys jingling.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get him started.
Yakking it.
Love you.
FaceTime.
Angel will literally be on the phone or FaceTime.
Smart pet peeve of you.
One of her friends this walking up to the front door. And I'm like, y'all about to see each
that
other.
Really happens.
That was her.
That rarely happens.
Angel will hold a conversation like minimum 90 minutes.
Oh!
She will talk.
Oh, it's so
and
good.
She gets so mad at me because I just be like, all right, bye.
No, he don't say bye. Just stop lying.
Right.
That's how he gets
that's
up.
That's a petty reminder.
I do need a formal bye.
Do not R at me.
I prefer it.
Because by then, I'm like.
Not going to get it.
That's uh-huh. Part of marriage.
Yeah.
I would love this way, but I know I'm
you
not.
You know the difference is when Angel is rushing and doing something, it's like, what? Hey, okay, all right, bye. I gotta go, Marcus. Bye. I'm at work doing stuff, so yeah.
That's right.
So you know,
sit into it.
The guys, you know, they're gonna bring in the.
Yeah.
Ah,
oh,
my
skin is mad because I start finishing the painters. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Don't finish.
So,
let me find it.
So they sent over the.
Let me find it.
They sent you over the phone.
Long.
What did it say? Don't be rushing me. Hurry up! I'm working. I'm
because
gonna start calling
you know
her doing
there
the
thing. There has been. This is a prime example. He is a prime example of times where he has rushed me, and it's been to his detriment.
Yeah.
when he first moved out here, he's going on interviews. And he calls me because this is before phones had maps on them. So you had to look up the direction before you left.
Sometimes I'll still say MapQuest.
Yeah. I say it all the time. People look at me, young kids look at me like, what?
So he calls me. Am I supposed to get on the 101 to go to the thing? I said, okay, so you're going to go 4 or 5
yes
south.
Or no.
Then you're going to take, am I taking 101? Yes. He all right, bye. Yeah, exactly.
Marcus.
Called me back. I got lost because
he went
one
north, southeast, and west.
He went west, and I was trying to get to the point of when you get to the 101 portion, you want to stay to the left so you go south. But because he all Mr. Hurry up and get off the phone, I said, "Had you not rushed
Mr. Hurry up?"
Going somewhere, Angel and her mom does this. You can call him and be like, what's the address of this place? Okay, so when you're coming down the street, you want to make sure you see the Shell station. And before you get to the next one, I don't need all of that.
You don't know that you might.
I just need an address. You are not more accurate than Google.
Sometimes.
I promise you.
Sometimes, in certain cases,
that you're going to say, I'm going to ignore anyway.
And that's the problem. Then he'll call me. See, this is why, and this happened multiple times.
Yeah, girl, I'd rather get lost. And be like, this is where I'm standing at, where I go next.
I'd rather get lost.
I need the short and sweet. All the details that they give you, you end up forgetting half the stuff that
if
they say.
If you would decide to listen, it's not a rush.
I tried that, and I'm like, what did you start off with at the beginning? Because I don't forget all that, because you don't went into so much detail.
You're not listening.
That's that Kentucky in you, though. That's part of being from the South. You just got the color.
They all do it.
It's not about color. It's that I know if I've been to this area, if I'm giving you specifics, it's because I know the specifics are going to help you get to where you need to be accurately.
Okay, so when you come to the gray building, you're not going to go in that building. You're going to keep going and you're going to make the third left. So back when you...
Because you probably were going to think it was the gray building. That's the reason why I said it.
2 minutes later. So when you go up the step...
It's not that long.
Okay, I'm going to call you when I get to the gray building.
I don't got time then. I promise you.
Long-winded.
Love a good phone call. Look.
This is what I do to Kev, though.
Oh,
I don't say on the
phone. I wouldn't even say this is a pet peeve, but she does do this. I just expect
it. No, it is a pet peeve. You should be rushing me off the phone.
Oh,
and that's why I call you back.
That's right.
I will call Kev 90 times in 3 minutes.
If she is driving somewhere. Okay, Kev, so what is it? All right, what time are you going to be home? 7? Okay, bye. Hey, I know I just talked to you.
Yes! You should feel loved.
You going to be home? Okay. All right, bye. You know what? Let me tell you what I just talked to my sister between that time I talked to you. She said, you're going to be home around 7. Ain't that crazy? She knew as well.
She knew as well.
Remember when we was in high school? That was crazy. Yeah, but our junior year, you ain't got some cookies. Okay. I'm going to let you go. I know I keep calling you. Bye. This is my last time.
I love it.
She literally would do that. This is the one. Call me while I'm shooting. I know you're shooting. Listen, one thing. When I was 16, what was my favorite color? Purple or gold? Because it was purple. Okay. All right,
I love it.
You know I'm shooting. You know.
You should feel the love. No. And I know she feels love when you pick up door and shoot. That she's, it's got to be like, yup, he loves
no
me.
There is no quicker way for Angel to snap at you rather than her be shooting and you know it and call her anyway.
Angel, listen to
I'm
that.
I'm working. What am I doing when you call me 30 times?
That's different.
It's
completely different.
How is that different? His work don't matter?
No, it's
so
not.
So then she'll call me the 30 times. Then I start answering, yes.
It's what is needed for our jobs is different. Marcus can do his job with
not
the phone.
Not if I'm in the middle of a meeting.
Now, meeting, that's different.
Everything's just different with Angel.
Yeah.
You know, but on every phone call, there's an asterisk on it.
She gonna start texting first. This is different.
That's good.
Before everything, here comes say it's different. No, it ain't.
No, if you in a meeting, just text. I'm in a meeting. What's good? And then I text it to you, or I'll say call.
Pick it up. This is different.
Yeah.
But he knows I can't be on camera acting, talking, and talk on the phone. If I had a job where I was sitting there like this,
people are watching.
No. Because my voice, my thoughts have to be going to the camera, not into
the
phone.
Because people are
going to
see it.
No, it's not to people. I can't actually do the job.
Why?
Because I have to talk in my job.
Okay, I know.
Not sometimes, no.
Sometimes you don't.
That's what I pick up.
Lie again. That's another thing.
As
much as Angel is on her phone and talks on her phone, she is so hard to get a hold of sometimes. I'm like, so then by the third phone call, I am pissed.
Oh man, that day out the truck thing.
Why haven't you answered your phone?
Oh, I felt it.
It was on sale. It ain't never on sale when you hear me.
She had that phone on Do Not Disturb, and you called me. Kevin. He's the one there in Tap Angel. She said, "Ooh, you know what? I knew he was popular.
Your phone is never on silent at the house.
You be missing my phone calls too.
I don't answer your phone calls. It's fine.
Marcus got froggy. You gonna be in trouble later.
she called you
in 3 weeks. Yeah. What was your phone?
You remember when you went over there?
Don't keep telling yourself.
No, Marcus, don't be. Marcus, be missing. I'm not good. I called you eight. Oh, I had to go to work. Marcus knew I had to go to work. This man went to Target right before I went to work.
Let me tell you what happened.
What happened to all your misery?
Wait a minute. He has two phones. I'm calling both of them. Calling both. One is sitting at the house. The other, I don't know where he had it.
I am with me. All right. Well, as a week, I think I was off. I was on swing shift. Newly on swing shift. This was a Here's the Thing recording. All my day is off. I don't know what time it is. I don't know what day it is. In my defense.
And I accept this, Mark.
I had asked for us to shoot early. And now I'm late to the early shoot. I was like, I don't know where my husband is, and I can't leave my kids.
Hey, I'm going to be late. Marcus is going to go. I came out the shower right here. I don't know where he went. He probably ran down to Target.
She came home.
He came later. She was like, he was at Target.
I was like, how in the world?
It happens.
What did you need, Marcus?
I don't know. Run out of the house before she gets out of the shower and get back.
I don't take showers as long as you.
Okay.
He don't care.
She said, you know, I got to shoot. I don't even know what today is. What's today?
Today?
You shoot today? What time?
On the day too. I walked out the door the other day. I said, we were at the office. I said, Joshua, they don't need the cones on Sunday? He said, yeah, they do. I said, well, how'd you get in? He said, today is Saturday. I looked at him like,
Monday, Tuesday, Monday.
Well,
oh my God!
Somehow we've made it through,
man.
With all of these pet peeves.
That's what these pet peeves. That's the stories.
That's just the stuff we gonna put on the mukbang. We gonna give y'all the real. Right. If this wouldn't be no laughing matter. Wouldn't be no Spumoni. It wouldn't be no Kiki Kaka.
Spumoni would be on that wall.
Let me tell you what I know. If one thing it is, two things for sure.
Hello, Ken said I have not ruined my vacation.
No. I'm trying not to step in no landmine. I got 3-4 more days. You're gonna have an attitude internationally.
Kev, are you excited about your birthday?
Not really. I don't know what it is. This has been happening. I used to not understand why my dad would not be excited about his birthday or about Christmas. But now I just be like, I'd be thankful to be alive. Mm-hmm. I'd be grateful. But it'd be just another day. It'd be just like, oh yeah, it is my birthday coming up. I used to really be hyped about my birthday, be excited for the month. Soon as April 1st hit, I'd be like, basically my birthday. Nah, I ain't got no 30 days. My birthday is Saturday, and I'm just like,
eh. I've been like that too.
I don't know what it is.
I've been trying to purposely hype myself up for this next one.
With that big
phone. That's 40?
Yeah.
I've
been like trying to trick myself. But it's like, yeah, I don't know.
Everybody literally asking me what I want, and I can't even think of a gift. I can't think of one thing that I'm like, this is what I want.
Yeah, you're actually the worst.
I'm literally the worst to try and get a gift for.
There's nothing where I'm like,
I even went to Gucci. They're like, he's bought everything. I was like,
I can't think of, and it ain't even like a money
Amazon's
thing.
The devil.
I literally, yeah.
She was like, what you want? I was like, well, I ordered everything.
Low key, Melissa's mom got me, she got me an Under Armour mask. Two Under Armour masks. This gift was somehow it fits perfect.
Because the ones like this, I always feel like are too close. Yeah. And the one that's off of my mouth looks like a bird's beak. It just looks so stupid.
I'm glad you said it, because I
hate it, but it's not on my face. Yeah, and she got me a little Under Armour mask. I don't know what it is. The padding of the setup, it fits perfect. And I'm like, I can wear this, because I was worried, like, not worried, but we went to Hawaii, had that thing on for 5 hours. I was like, this is literally the worst.
Yeah. And you start hurting back here.
And it was hurting on my ear.
That's why I wear my little strap.
And the, her things has a little, the string part, it's not this string. It's like, I don't know, it's soft. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is
a really good thing. Sensitive ears.
I have the most sensitive ear. Melissa, if you flick my ear, it'll turn red
and will die
for like an hour.
I can't even wear ear pods.
So don't. Bro,
if you should not have put it out there.
If someone pissed me off, she'll flip my ears, and I'd be like, you know that's going to be hot for an hour and a half. I can't do headphones that are on, like those Beats by Dre and stuff, unless they're doing an ad.
I can't wear ear pods. AirPods,
really?
It feels like somebody's trying to split my ears open.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I got to go all the way over. My headphones have to be all the way over.
No,
but the math, it does hurt the back of my ears.
I feel like it's pulling me.
Yeah, no, it's them things.
But anyway, my whole point of saying that is she got me that gift that I did not ask for, but I just tried it on. I was like, yo, this really fits great. This is really thoughtful, I guess. But if you will ask me other than that, Lisa asked me like 3 weeks ago, and I was like, I don't know, a watch maybe? No, I don't think that. Socks? No. Because I got my Fitbit, my Apple Watch.
So into watches. But I only wear my Samsung watch.
I know what's a good gift, actually.
You do know one?
I just thought of one right now.
Don't say it.
Oh.
Tell me. Don't buy me a gift, guys. Gifts ain't my love language.
What is it?
So? Words of affirmation.
Now I've been telling you stuff all the time. You're going to get a gift.
There you go.
This has been another episode of Mukbang. All right,
guys. Y'all know what to do. We'll be doing...
And leave some doggone comments about what we need to talk about. And stop leaving it up to us to think about stuff.
I know.
We
don't want to work. No, we do.
Email us at here's what we want y'all to talk about on mukbang@gmail.com.
Don't email that. Do not email that. It does not exist.
It's going to come right back to you with mailer demon.
What is it called, though?
I don't like that.
It's actually D-A-E-M-O-N.
I don't care. It sounds like demon.
I just took that A. I was like, who's the better demon?
It's a demon.
I always said demon. I didn't know what's up different to y'all just said.
It's a demon. You guys, thanks so much for watching. Make sure you subscribe. And make sure you are checking out Crafts and Cocktails that is on Kevin Stage Studios app as well as this YouTube channel right now.
When does the episode go up?
When's what?
The first one of this season on your page. Is it up
now?
It went
up today.
What time?
It went up later because I was like, I never agreed to do Monday. They were like, oh, we want you to do Mondays. I said, I already got content on Monday.
Oh.
So I went ahead and put it up, but from now on, I'm going to do Thursdays. I was like, it's not a good... I got brand deals on Mondays. It's just not a good time.
Oh, okay. My bad. That's not my fault, but I accept the blame.
So silly. We talk to y'all later. Be blessed.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.